Other habits are now dictating a kind note on Shernika Harrell. First name Shernika, last name Harrell. Birthday 12/1985, dictation 9/26/25. Patient seen today for follow up neck injury, was in a motor vehicle accident, struck from behind in August of 23, with neck pain since then, primarily in her posterior neck, increases range of motion. She had no relief. Initial evaluation with physical therapy without benefit. Given neck brace that she says she wore for a few months without benefit, caused discomfort to chest only. Review of symptoms. Patient has had increased anxiety since MVA, seeing PCP in Livingston, who gave her escitalopram 20 milligrams daily for the past several months, which has helped some. Also was given Furanol type pill for headaches. Bi-temporal migraine-like headaches with slight photophobia and nausea, which helped nausea, but continues with headaches. Patient was seen here a few months ago. With MRI obtained the brain because of headaches. With negative findings, but without neck MRI, has not had other studies of neck other than plain x-rays in the emergency room. Impression, let's follow up MVA with neck injury, migraine headaches, secondary to an accident and stress, anxiety disorder. Patients to continue medications to follow with PCP for anxiety meds and migraine headache medications. Given prescriptions here, given injection of cefin, given injection of dexamethasone with Medjol dose pack, also prescription for Celebrex to take the next few weeks after finishes Medjol dose pack. Advised to get MRI of neck, not done before, for further evaluation of chronic neck pain, with follow up after MRI or in 1 month to monitor progress. After review MRI, may recommend additional physical therapy. Also may need referral to neck specialist or orthopedist pending results of MRI, final diagnosis, call up MBA with neck injury, with persistent neck injury since date of injury and 2 years ago, migraine type headaches and secondary anxiety reaction. I think I may have said that before. If you leave out the previous summary, thank you, Dr. Halberdier.